In the realm of recorded religious history, regardless of geographic location or form of belief, disagreements that evolve into armed violence mostly have been the result of familial differences, fueled by ill-defined loyalty and interference by meddlesome outsiders. These invariably have led to blood feuds, unresolved to this day. Those who interpose themselves as mediators, well-meaning or not, are doomed to certain and expensive failure. In the sudden reappearance of post-World War II East-West rivalry that currently darkens the historical horizon, one is impelled to revisit the prescient words of America's revered GI General Omar Bradley in 1948. Quote, "The world has achieved brilliance without conscience, a world of nuclear giants and ethical infants," unquote. Most inconceivable is the level of vocal articulation of knee-jerk readiness to initiate violence expressed by longtime members of the U.S. Congress and more recently elected representatives of disparate malcontent minorities, neither of which have been able to capture supportive levels of public attention in the past. Seemingly caught in the middle of this mélange are a restive and uncertain but increasing number of the nation's collegiate student membership, bereft of meaningful direction and support. What our country needs as never before are credible and trustworthy political leaders and veterans who truly comprehend and despise the evil that warfare produces and who can articulate the wisdom of Benjamin Franklin's observation, quote, "There never was a good war or a bad peace," unquote, and teach its truth to an enlightened electorate.